It's been an emotional day in Colorado. Earlier, the governor signed into law new gun control legislation exactly 8 months after the Aurora Theater shooting, as police searched for the murderer of Colorado's chief of corrections, Tom Clements, shot and killed when he answered the door to his home last night. At a news conference before the signing, a red-eyed Governor John Hickenlooper praised corrections chief Tom Clements and described him as a quiet supporter of gun control.
He was a great friend to me, to, I think, all of us. In many ways, he helped define what a public servant is.
Maria Garcia is a reporter with KRDO, News Channel 13 in Colorado Springs. Maria, how are people reacting to the shooting? We know what happened late last night. You may not be able to assess that, but how's this hitting home?
You know, Robin, right now people are in shock that anyone would do this to someone as they answer the door. Right now, everybody is thinking about whether Mr. Clements' job had anything to do with this apparent murder. And right now, deputies are investigating that possibility.
And obviously, people are conscious of the fact that they have a shooter on the loose.
Yes, very much. Neighbors are definitely concerned, and I did talk to deputies who tell me that right now there is no imminent threat to neighbors in the area. They believe that that shooter has left the area, but do remind people to be vigilant and be careful when they're outside. Make sure that if they see anything suspicious, they call authorities immediately.
Well, I'm sure this is going to roil the gun control debate that's already going on. I mean, this is a very conservative county in which he lived. Yeah, we heard the governor say that Tom Clements was a quiet supporter of gun control, but we're understanding he wasn't, a part of the debate. So when you say the attack might have been linked to his job, you know, you mean as head of corrections, but is there any sense it was linked to the new gun legislation being signed today?
Yes, as you said, Mr. Clements was a quiet supporter. Governor Hickenlooper says he wasn't very active. So at this time, deputies say they don't believe that his stance on gun control played a role. Of course, they don't know that for a fact yet, but understand that his job as a Department of Corrections might have had something to do with this. A lot of people could be out to get him.
Well, and look, I'm imagining that in this ongoing debate, there are people, it will reinforce the people who feel that they should have more guns because of this home invasion. Others who will note that here's the head of corrections opening a door who and couldn't defend himself, would probably support their thinking that more guns don't help. But talk to us about this legislation. What exactly does it call for?
Well, today the governor signed legislation into law that limits magazines. Instead of a 30-round magazine, people can only have 15-round magazines, and it expands background checks. The big question right now is, how is this enforced? And it really hasn't been discussed much. In fact, the Colorado Sheriff of Weld County, John Cook, has said that he will not be enforcing these laws because he doesn't know how. And the Sheriff of El Paso County, the county where Mr. Clements was killed, Terry Makita, says that he is not a supporter of this legislation and does not see how it could be enforced.
Well, let's explain, because after the 1999 Columbine shootings in Colorado, the state began requiring background checks at gun shows. This would expand, the new legislation would expand those background checks to include, private sales outside of gun shows, away from gun dealers, online sales. And the concern is, about how do you enforce that, but also that it might lead to record keeping, which gun rights advocates think is a slippery slope towards databases and someone coming to get your guns.
Exactly, and that has been an issue at the federal level, and it really hasn't been discussed much at the state level, despite this legislation being passed into law now.
Yeah, but still, Colorado was able to do what other states have not been able to do recently, and getting legislation passed. Washington State couldn't get a background check bill through. New Mexico has a Democratic-led legislature, couldn't get a background check at gun shows bill through. So gun control people are seeing some victory here. Where do you see this going? You've said a sheriff has already said he won't enforce the new measures, which are coming in, I believe, July?
Mm-hmm.
In July 1st. We understand there's been some legislation written to repeal it. So what's considered to be the next step?
I think that this legislation, these new laws, will stand for some time. And right now it seems that Washington, D.C. is keeping a watchful eye. The federal government is looking at the state of Colorado to see how this is going to play out and see if anything or not will be done at the federal level.
Yeah. And by the way, the governor there, Hickenlooper, a Democrat, is also a gun rights activist and says he was compelled by Aurora to back this. What's the sense of his future? What's the sense of the fallout? Because some are saying that even getting this legislation passed, despite, you know, a sheriff saying he won't enforce it, is an indication that Colorado is much more blue than in the past.
Yeah, Colorado has definitely been an important state in terms of whether it's red or blue. You know, at what point in time are we at? And sometimes it's hard to say because in El Paso County is one of the most conservative counties in the state. So a lot of people angry with Governor Hickenlooper in this area. A lot of people predicting that the state Congress, the state legislature will be Republican once votes come around again. But outside of El Paso County, there is a lot of support for this legislation.
Yeah, well, and we understand gun sales there are booming. And as we started off by saying last night, the chief of Colorado's corrections department opened the door to his home after a knock and was shot and killed by someone who's still on the loose in that county. Marema Garcia, reporter with KRDO News Channel 13 in Colorado Springs. Thanks so much.
Thank you.